Will you pray with me? Lord, open our hearts and our minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you have to say to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. We step back in our gospel readings today to the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. We read from the Gospel of Luke, the passage that immediately follows Jesus' baptism. Hear the gospel. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those 40 days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of our Lord. Well, it is the first Sunday of Lent, and congratulations to each and every one of you who has already practiced enough Lenten discipline to set your clock forward and get here. So you've heard this text many times. Every Lent, we read this text from one of the Gospels. In Mark's Gospel, all we're really told about the temptation of Jesus is that Jesus goes out into the desert, that he's tempted there, and that there are wild beasts present in the desert. And when we get to Matthew and to today's text from Luke, we get a little more detail. John's Gospel skips the temptation story altogether. So here's the crux of the story, since it's already rather familiar to you. Jesus has just been baptized by John, and he retreats into the wilderness. Like John, Jesus goes out into the wilderness for a very specific reason. The wilderness is the place where the story of Israel and their relationship with their God begins and matures during the 40 years that Moses led the people. It's where the people of Israel get to know their God. The wilderness is a place of peace and quiet on one hand, but it's also a place of wild beasts and danger. The wilderness forces one to depend on God. Now, for us as contemporary readers of the text, wilderness can mean a lot of different things. I read an article on hiking not too long ago that listed one of my favorite haunts, Black Mesa, as one of the 10 most remote locations in the United States. They define remote a lot of ways by the number of roads in and out of the area and the number of businesses in the area and so forth, the number of annual visitors. I never thought of Black Mesa as remote before, but it is just about the quietest place that I've ever visited. It's a fine place to go and be quiet and be inspired by rugged vistas and abundant wildlife. It's a fine place to go to turn to God. But there are other kinds of wildernesses out there, situations that call us to depend on God. There are cityscapes that can be quite lonely and foreboding, full of different kinds of beasts. The waiting room at the doctor's office or the hospital can certainly fall into the wilderness category, full of fear and uncertainty, and people turn to God there. There are times when our own hearts can feel barren and cold and filled with little bit compassion fatigue or sadness, and we long for God. In a sense, this season, Lent, which we entered this week, is a dress rehearsal for the wilderness times that we all know we are going to face. It's time when we intentionally find our grounding and we do some hard soul searching so that when we find ourselves in the wilderness, tempted to be less than what God has called us to be, we've already had some practice making those hard decisions. We've practiced seeking God through prayer, through study, through service. So think about Jesus in the wilderness. He went there, led by the Spirit. Mark's gospel literally leads that the Spirit cast him into the wilderness to fast and to pray. After many days, he faced three specific temptations. Jesus was tempted to turn stones into bread. I have so many questions about that. After a long fast, why just bread? Why not tempt Jesus with a feast? Why not tempt Jesus to turn stones into gold and buy any darn food he wants to buy? No, the temptation presented is to turn stones into bread, that most basic food. But Jesus says, we don't live by bread alone. And then throughout Jesus' ministry, we see him sharing meals with people, all kinds of people, rich people and poor people, men and women alike. At the Last Supper, Jesus picks up a loaf of bread and blesses it and breaks it and gives it to his closest friend, saying, do this in remembrance of me. At the beginning of his ministry, he's tempted to turn stones into bread, but in the end, instead, he becomes the bread of life that will sustain us when we find ourselves in the desert. And then Jesus is shown all the nations of the world, and he hears this voice, worship me, and all of this is yours. He finds himself tempted by what we might call universal political power, by the opportunity not just to control the world, but to make the world better. Is that here to do, to save humanity? But this is not the way. Not by the power of military force or political power, but Jesus chooses to save the world through self-giving love. So instead of ruling the world, he chooses to become the universal servant of all, demonstrating the power of love. He chooses God's way. Jesus is tempted to preserve his own existence, to save himself. Jump off the temple, the voice tells him, and God's angels will save you. But he teaches us, don't put God to the test, even as he will be tested unto death in order to become eternal life for us. So here we are, as the days are finally growing longer and perhaps a little warmer. I don't know about you, but this winter has seemed to be a little bit of a wilderness for me, a test of my patience and certainly my creativity. But now it is Lent. And the name of the season comes from the same root word as the word lengthen. It's a reference to spring. Those extra moments of daylight we're beginning to receive each day. Our Christian tradition has us thinking during this early moment of spring about Jesus' suffering. Just as spring brings new life to the landscape, and we're charged with self-examination and the preparation of our souls for Easter. We ask ourselves as individuals and as the church, what will we do to nourish our souls? What will we do when temptation strikes us? Well, one tradition asks us what we will give up for the season so that we might bring springtime back to our souls. How will we deepen our spiritual well? How will we enrich our spiritual life? And we give ourselves 40 days for this process. We give up things that may bring comfort to us in a world we perceive as rather comfortless. I suppose as a way to experience some of what Jesus experienced in the wilderness, we decide to give up something. Perhaps we will give up chocolate. Chocolate is a little comfort. But does denying yourself chocolate really equate a wilderness experience? Perhaps give up something else you like, perhaps wine. How about Netflix? Maybe, just maybe, your cell phone. I can't imagine that. Giving up a cell phone might be more of a wilderness experience than giving up chocolate, though. But it takes some time to go from putting down that Hershey's Kiss or giving up that device to actually hearing the voice of God. And ultimately, that is what Lent is for, a season of listening for God. That's why the temptation happens in the quiet, in the wilderness, to make it easier for us to listen to God, to make it easier for us to depend on God, to give ourselves to God in some new way. It takes practice. It's certain we're listening to the right voice, the voice of our Creator, and not all those other voices that are whispering to us of meaningless things, whispering to us that what we really crave can be fed with ease, that what we really need is possessions or self-preservation. I think that in our time, in the year 2019, that Lent is countercultural. Many people find themselves on the defensive every time they leave their home. They find themselves in a protective mindset. And I certainly understand why. That must have been a temptation for Jesus, not just in the wilderness, but throughout his life and ministry. But remember that third temptation, to throw himself off the temple with the assurance that angels would protect him from the fall? Our spiritual journey does not guarantee that our lives will be smooth and safe. This spiritual journey challenges us to take risks, to do new things, things we haven't done before, to do things in a different way, to find the new avenues where we might share God's love. And that does not always feel safe. But even when we don't feel safe, we can remember that even Jesus was not alone in the wilderness. The Spirit led him into the wilderness. If we're open to the Spirit's movement in the world, if we're open to listening for God, we might be surprised where God will show up. So as we begin this Lenten journey, we're challenged to live into the unknown, to sit in the unpredictable presence of God and pay attention. More than giving something up, the challenge of the journey to Easter is to know God better. Like those who wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, we have 40 days to learn something new about God's love for us, God's love for the world around us, and God's direction for our lives. And only God knows what this Lenten journey will bring to each and every different one of us. God makes each one of us a promise. God promises to sit with us, to walk with us, to even carry us. It's too hard to continue and we don't think we can go on. God promises never to leave us. The temptations of life are all around us. And we'll walk through the wilderness. At some point in our lives, each of us will walk through the wilderness. And when we do, remember the truth that we are not alone. We're not alone to face the troubles and the fears and the heartbreaks and the temptations of the world on our own. We're not alone now, nor will we ever be. God's love, God's presence is with us as individuals and as a church. And the journey is just beginning. It's an exciting time to be part of the church. And I, for one, am thankful that we have this journey and that we are not on this journey alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.